Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed. I need all hands on deck when it comes to this kids' church, because we are a family, right? We are family, right? All right, I feel like singing today. And praise team got me feeling like singing today, amen. Amen. But we need some help. We need some help putting some things together. We got some things that we need. So we're going to be sending out probably a text blast to let you all know what we need so we can go into 2020. And this has been a vision of the house for a long, long time now. But now we have the opportunity to put you church together, and I am excited. So I'm going to need parents. We're going to need the kids. We're going to have to be here. We're going to need the parents here. We're going to need teachers, amen. So we're looking forward to it. I am excited because God has placed on my heart to reach all generations and not just reach one generation, because God is just not a one-generation God. God is an all-generation God. So my heart's desire for 2020 and beyond is to reach all age groups, from the babies on up to our oldest members, all age groups. So Kids Church is in the works. January 5th, 2020 is going up. It's not going down. It's going up. Amen. Amen. So we are in our new series. Everybody say new series.
New series.
And it's called The Gift. The Gift. The Gift. The Gift. So if you would, turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And when you get there, if you would jump to your feet. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Amen. How many of you all are thankful for life today? Amen. Amen. Y'all look really beautiful. Y'all look really beautiful today. Just smile at me. I'm not going to frown back at you, I promise me. Like I'm eating a lemon up here. I'm eating oranges. Lemons are good. So, what's wrong? That one stays on, but yeah. Thank you, though. I love you. So, everybody at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And if you're not, you can stand to your feet anyway, because you can just look at the screen, because there it is. Look at that. Look at that. He's able. Now, we're still working some kinks out with this. Now, we would usually have it on both TVs, but we're going to have to get with our smarts, our Apple smarts over there, Apple Care, Uncle Al, and let him help us out in some areas. But we're going to have those screens working. We got this one working, so I am excited. I am excited. So everybody, you can just focus your attention this way just for today. So everybody at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Amen. And let's read this together on the count of three. One, two, three. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as it is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. Y'all probably like, where he get all those words from? It's not on the screen. I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Version. I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Version. Let's read this one together on the count of three. One, two, three. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I want to use for a topic this morning the gift of building people. Everybody say the gift of building people. Let's look from God in prayer. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way and that you allow Holy Spirit to speak through me to your people. So God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As you sit down, say the gift of building people. The gift of building people. God has given us a gift
to build people. And when we build people, that means we build from love. We build from love. And the first week was the gift of love, the gift of love. So I'm trying to multitask right now because I just got this thing yesterday and it's trying to time. Never mind. So the gift of building people, the gift of building people. Ephesians 4 and 29, I want to read it again to you. And this is what the Passion Translation says. It says, "And never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth." Did y'all hear that? "Never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them." God wants us to live in grace. That's why he sent his son. Because when he sent his son, Jesus was full of grace. So since Jesus was full of grace, then that means that the words that Jesus spoke were spirit and life. So he spoke life to people. He spoke life to people's life. Even when the people were not up to the standards of the Pharisees, he spoke life to their life. He built people. And so a lot of times we want to tear people down. And we end up tearing people down because of what we say. Have you ever heard the old adage, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words that never hurt me"? How many of us have ever heard that? Everybody in this room. Now, that is a partial truth. See, we could say that all day. "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words that never hurt me." That's only a partial truth. Why is that a partial truth? Because words hurt more than sticks and stones do. Because words really get to you. This didn't make you the sole important person in the world. I'm just important. I'm the only person important in here. And God only cares about me and he doesn't care about you. See, that's a lot of times. See, when we think that, when we have that mentality and we want to live by grace, but we don't want other people to live by grace, then we mess ourselves up. So we live by the law instead of living by grace. So people are important to God. Everybody say people are important to God. Help out, millennial. Help out. Teamwork. So we have the beautiful ability to help build people with the words that come from our mouth. We have the beautiful ability to help build people with the words that come from our mouth. See, God never called you to speak to the lack of anybody. God never called you to speak to the negative aspect of anybody. And so when we speak to the negative aspect of people, then guess what comes out of that person? The negative. We say, "Oh, you so bad. You such a bad child," or "You such a bad person for doing this," or "You such a bad person for doing that." And guess what? That person's awareness becomes filled with bad things. See, God never called you to talk bad about anybody. He never called you to talk bad. He only called you to speak life to people. He only called you to speak love to people. So when I speak life and love to people, then I see life and love come from people. So what I speak to must come from. Did you hear me? What I speak to must come from. So what I speak to in you, it must come from within you. So if I speak to love that is within you, then love must come from out of you. If I speak to peace that is within you, then peace must come from without of you. Because what I speak to, I speak from. Amen. What I speak to, I speak from. That's not in your notes. But most times, our character deters us from building people because we have not inwardly built ourselves through encouragement. See, a lot of us, we got some character defects. We got some character defects. We look at people mean. We think about people bad. Because what I think about, I bring about. That's what General used to always say. What I think about, I bring about. So if I'm thinking about you negatively, guess what? You're going to feel that. You're going to feel that energy coming from me. Because I cannot emit an energy from myself that is positive, but I'm thinking negative about you. So if I'm thinking something negative about you, it's that energy. You're going to feel that energy. When you ever been in a room and you walked into a room and you know the people talk negative about you or felt some type of way about you, and you were just like, "Oh, this feels weird." It's kind of like a It's kind of like a diss. It's kind of like a, what's another word for this? It's kind of like if it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. Right. So it doesn't feel good. So we have to change how we think about people, because how we think about people, they will feel that. Amen. See, I can feel how people think about me. Even babies can feel how people think about them. You ever saw somebody hold a baby and the baby just start crying? That's because that baby picking up on that energy. That baby picking up on that energy from that person. So we have to change our energy. Everybody say, change our energy. So when you talk negatively about others, you talk negatively about yourself. When you talk negatively about others, you talk negatively about yourself, because we are mirrors of one another. See, we're made in the image and the likeness of God. We're made in the image and the likeness of Christ. We're made in the image of likeness of Holy Spirit. So whatever I say about you, I got to say it about me too. Because there is, although we're different, we're of the same. There's one body. There's one faith. There's one God who is all our Father. So whoever, when I talk negatively about you, I'm talking negatively about myself. Because what I notice in you, I must first notice in myself. I must first be aware of it within. So that's why it's very important for us to change how we think about other people. Amen. But we must first change how we think about ourselves. Because a lot of times we can't encourage other people, we can't build other people, because we are torn down on the inside. You ever heard of hurt people hurt people? Hurt people hurt people. So when a person is hurt, they're going to hurt you. So that's why you have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart, because if you don't guard your heart, then you allow that hurt to manifest, and then you'll start hurting other people. So you'll be hurt by people, you'll be hurt by the person, then the person will hurt you, and then you hurt somebody else. And it'd be a continual cycle. So we have to change, we have to guard our heart. So let me ask you this. How can you talk negatively about others and it be pointed right back to you? How can you talk negatively about others and it be pointed right back to you? How does that happen? Because when you talk negatively about others, it says that you think negative about yourself. When you talk negatively about others, it says that you think negatively about yourself. Turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13.
I am wealthy.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13. Everyone there? If not, just look at the screen. And I'm going to read it from the screen. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation too. This is what it says. It says, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. What does that mean? What does that mean? This is what the Passion Translation says. It says, the wicked will get trapped by their words of gossip, slander, and lies. But for the righteous, honesty is his own defense. So when you gossip about somebody, when you slander somebody, when you lie about somebody, it traps you. It doesn't trap them. It traps you, because honesty doesn't have to defend itself. Yeah. Truth does not have to defend itself. Yeah. God does not have to defend himself. So we shouldn't have to defend God. We should only live from God. And when we live from God, then we live from truth. So the question is, are you gossiping about people? Are you slandering other people? Have you ever been gossip about and it got back to you? How did it feel? It felt terrible, right? But you knew the truth, right? So the question is, did you allow the gossip to trap you, or did you allow the truth to set you free? Because when the truth sets you free, then you're not bound by somebody else's thoughts about you. See, Just this past week, I had somebody talking about me, right? Talking about Pastor Jay, yeah. Talking about me. Yeah, crazy, right? Yeah, pull up, okay. People watching, we're not a violent church here. Those who visiting, we're not a violent church here. We love, right? We love one another, right? But they love their pastor too, so I love you all too. I feel the same way about you all, because I got to protect the sheep, amen. Got to protect the sheep. But yeah, somebody was talking about me. And for a moment, I'll be honest with you, for a moment, it upset me. It really upset me, because I'm thinking, wow, I just helped this person. I just sold into this person's life. And they turn around and say something negative about me. That's not even true. And so God had to call me on the rug and say, okay, well, if you're going to teach others to live by the truth, then you have to live by the truth too. Because the truth set me free from what they said about me. See, the truth will set you free what they say about you. But you have to allow the truth to set you free. See, it's so easy to get, and I'm just being honest, I'm just being transparent. It's so easy to get caught up in what other people think about you. So easy. And you get mad, you want to go confront that person, you want to go get your stuff back that you sold into that person's life. You want to do a lot of stuff to that person. But God said, no, don't do that. You don't got to fight your battle, because I'm going to fight your battle for you. I'm going to take care of you every time, you know, so the truth will prevail. See, God will prevail. Jesus is the truth. So the truth will prevail. So you don't have to worry about what people say about you. You don't got to worry about what people think about you. You don't have to worry about what people say about you. You don't have to worry about what people feel about you, because it's not you. Amen. So a lot of times what I've learned is people criticize what they don't understand. What does that mean? What does that mean, Pastor Jay? See, people see you at a level and they are sometimes intimidated by that. So they are intimidated by that level, and then what happens is they try to tear you down to get to your level. But all you got to do is come to me and ask me, how did I get to where I am? And I'll tell you the truth of how I got to where I am. See, we have to apply that same principle to our life. See, when people try to tear you down, say, okay, I understand what's going on here. I see your enemy. I see what's going on here. You just have to love them despite. You have to love them who despitefully use you. You have to love those who talk about you bad. You got to love those who feel about you bad. You got to love those who may treat you a certain. You got to love them anyway. So you can't go back and repossess what you sold into their life. You can't go back and repossess the kind words you said to them to help them out in a hard time. You just got to love them. Everybody say, just got to love them. Now, I know that's not proper English. You just got to love them. You just got to love them. And so when you talk negatively about others, you get trapped by your words. So that person that talked negatively about me, they got trapped by their words. I didn't get trapped by their words, because I know the truth about who I am. I know the truth about who God says I am. And since I know the truth about who God says I am, and I know the truth of who I am, did you hear me there? I know the truth of who I am, then I must speak into my life what I already know was true within me. So a lot of us are allowing negative feel words to trap us. We're allowing negative feel words to trap us. We're allowing people's thoughts about us to trap us. So you are only hurting yourself when you talk negatively about others. So you have to learn to speak life and build others. You have to learn to speak life and build others. See, Jesus, the words that he spoke were spirit and life. See, words have spirit attached to them. See, words can either be life or death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So words have spirit attached to them. So if words have spirit attached to them, then that means I must watch the spirit of the words that I say. Because if I say, oh, that person's stupid, or that person dumb, or they ignorant, they don't know what they're doing, they cut me off, they ran the red light. What? We have to watch the spirit of the words that we speak, because that's powerful. Everybody say that's power. So Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And this was Jesus speaking here. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Everyone there? If not, look at the screen. And this is what it says. A good man, I don't know why I keep going back to the scripture, but God has just been really just opening my eyes to the scripture, because you can tell a lot about a person by what's in there. You can tell a lot about a person by what they say, because what they say is in their heart. And this is the scripture that proves it. So it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. So you can tell a lot by what's in a person's heart, by how they speak to you. So if somebody's saying something bad about you, you can tell it's already in their heart. If somebody's saying something good about you, you can tell what that good is in their heart. See, my aim to life in life is to just only speak good to people, only speak to the potential of people. Because I understand that when I speak to the potential and the good of people, guess what comes out? The potential and the good of that person. I never speak to the lack of that person. Well, you did this drug and you did that and you did that and you... That's wasting my breath. And I'm going to have to give an account of every idle word that I speak. So will you. Not just the pastor. Just say the pastor got to give account for every idle word that he speaks. No, you will have to give an account of every idle word that you speak. So are your words idle or are your words moving? Because those idle words are stagnant words. And you know what comes out of stagnancy? Stagnancy produces death. So life and death is in the power of the tongue. So everybody, just look your tongue out at me. Everybody look your tongue out. Just look your tongue out. I know it sounds crazy, right? Look your tongue out. You can put it back. You got power. That's power right there. It's power in your tongue. So what you say comes from here. What comes from here goes to here, comes out through here. So there's power in your tongue. I think in the scripture it says that the tongue is an unruly evil. And so you can say some negative things about people that cuts them deep. I've had some things said to me that cut me deep. Cut me deep, because words hurt. I'm just going to be honest with you. Words hurt. And so when I understand that words can either heal me or build me, then I will start to speak words of healing to everybody that I come in contact with. So what is stored in your heart determines if we are building people or tearing people down. What is stored in our hearts determines if we are building people or tearing people down. So that means that we need character upgrades. Like I said this earlier, we need a character upgrade. Y'all know in a video game, anybody ever play video games when you want to create a player? Like let's say I want to create a player in an NBA game. Then I go and I make all my stats 99, right? Make all your stats 99 or 100 so your player can be the best player, right? Or Minecraft, can you do that in Minecraft? Can you make characters? You can't make characters in Minecraft. Okay, you make a costume, but you can't do character upgrades, right? Okay, how about Atari? With Atari, could you do character upgrades in Atari? Yeah, I think I knew about Atari, did you? Yeah, I think I knew. See, we reaching all generations. See, we not just talking about Minecraft, but we're talking about Atari. All right, how about Wii, Sega Genesis? How about Wii? Can you do character upgrades in the Wii games? When you make your Mii, right? You can do like character upgrades, right? See, we got to apply that same mentality to our life. We need character upgrades. What is character, Pastor Jay? Character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. So some synonyms for character are personality, nature, disposition, temperament. So the question is, do you have the nature of God when building others? Do you have the character of God when building others? Do you? Or do you have the character of yourself when you build another? Do you have the nature of yourself and say, that's just who I am. I'm going to say what I say. It may cut you. It may make you bleed for a few years, but that's who I am. See, we got to move from that's who I am to that's who God is. Did you hear me? We have to move from that's who I am to who that's who God is. Because when we move to that's who God is, then we speak life to people. We build people. We treat people with love. We feel people with love. See, God called you to be about love. God called you to be about love. Because what you say to others will elicit an emotion within them that will either build them up or tear them down. What you say to others will elicit. So what's elicit? So elicit is basically make you feel some type of way. Because this is what Maya Angelou says. She says this. She says, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel.
Amen.
So your words make people feel emotions. Your words make people feel emotions. What is emotions? Energy in motion. So when somebody says something negatively to you, how do you feel on the inside? You feel good, like, oh, thank you. That felt good. That was great. Thank you for saying something negative to me. Did you say that? Did you think that when somebody said something negative? No, you didn't. You felt like, anybody ever felt upset when somebody said something negative to them? Anybody ever felt hurt when somebody said something negative? Or felt disappointed or discouraged or torn down? That's what you feel like when somebody says something negative to you. So those negative words are words, yes, but they elicit emotions within you. So Maya Angelou, I'm gonna read it to you again. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. How are you making people feel? Are people happy to be around you? Or people running away from you? Are people sad to be around you? Are people in a good mind state when they are around you? How are you making people feel when they are around you? Are they happy? Are they sad? Are they mad? And all you have to do is, when you walk into a room, just pick up on the energy. Is this person running away from me or running to me? See, I want to be a person that people are attracted to me because of what's emitting from my spirit. And so when life is emitting from my spirit, when I'm speaking healing words to people, then those people will want to be around me. But when I'm speaking hurtful words to people, nobody not going to want to be around me, because hurt people hurt people. So words hurt and words heal. Words can hurt and words can heal. Let's see what the scripture says about it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. Are you all getting this?
Okay.
Because we have to, in the church, we got to really, really focus in on what we are saying and how we are saying it and when we are saying it. One practice that I live by is, does this need to be, the three questions I ask myself. I say, does this need to be said? Does this need to be said by me? And does this need to be said by me now? When you apply those three questions to your life, it will revolutionize your life, because you'll begin to see, okay, well, maybe this isn't the season to say what I need to say. Or maybe this isn't the time to say what I need to say, because I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to harm anybody with what I say. So this is what Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4 says. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but willful contrariness in it breaks down the spirit. I'm going to read it to you in the Passion Translation. It says this: when you speak healing words, you offer others fruit from the tree of life, but unhealthy, negative words do nothing but crush their hopes. Are you crushing people's hopes? Are you crushing people's dreams? Or are you giving them a fruit from the tree of life, because your words are fruit and you're giving people fruit? See, who in this room, in their rightful mind, would eat a rotten banana? Anybody? How about a rotten apple? Got worms coming all out of it. Anybody? So if I had an apple up here that was rotten, would you want to eat it? No, you wouldn't. You would want the healthiest apple possible, right? So the question is, are you crushing people's hopes with what you say to them, or are you offering others fruit from the tree of life with your healing words? Donovan and Joseph, come up for a second. I want y'all to stand on one side. So when I speak words of failure, or when I speak negative words to people, this is what it looks like. I label this person with failure. And so what happens is, he looks sad. He looks mad, really. I thought she was about to punch me. You look a little mad for it. Oh, now he's smiling. Don't smile. But when I speak failure to somebody, then I elicit the wrong emotions from this person. And so this person, when I speak failure to somebody, this person doesn't really want to work with me. This person really don't even want anything to do with me, because I've spoken failure to his life. And so what happens is, you did this and you did that and you did this and you did that. Like, how does that make you feel? Does it make you, if I attach failure to you, how does that make you feel good? It doesn't make you feel good, right? Or if I call, if I called him a name and I said that he was ugly. He ugly. Hope y'all can read that. See, that's what it looks like when we are, he's not ugly in real life, no. It's just illustration purposes. Their grandma gonna come up here and jump me. But when we attach negative things to people, we are making people wear stuff that they are not. And so we have to change how we talk to people. And so when we change how we talk to people, then we say, well, you're not ugly. Actually, Joe, you can go sit down. Okay. I don't need you. Thank you, though. So when I get into the Word of God and I find out the truth of who God is, then I find out the truth of who not only I am, but who the truth of who you are is too, who you are as well. Because when I speak life, then God, when I get into the book of life, then God teaches me how to speak life. And I have to get into the book of life for God to teach me how to speak life. Because my character will never upgrade outside of trying to speak life outside of the Bible. I can read all the personal development books in the world, but until I get into the Bible to figure out how to speak life, then God will teach me how to speak life. But when I'm trying to speak life from a person, from a self-help book, now don't get me wrong, books are great. I love reading. But my primary book is the Bible, because the Bible teaches you how to speak life. So the Bible says, okay, well, you can't call nobody ugly because we're made in the image and the likeness of God. The scripture says we were fearfully and wonderfully made. So when I get into the Word and understand, then I no longer call people ugly. I call people this right here. See if I can find it in my handwriting, right? This is what I call people. I call people beautiful because God is beautiful. See, we can see. Let me break this down for you. For those of you thinking, man can't be beautiful. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. See, we got to get out of toxic masculinity and thinking, well, I can only be handsome. No, you can be beautiful, because God is beautiful, right? His creation is beautiful. Everything God made was good and very good. So since God made everything good and very good, then that means that I can be beautiful as well. So I switched from calling him ugly to, you are beautiful because you're made in the image and the likeness of God. You're more than a conqueror. God made you good and very good. And so when I speak to that of him, then more of that comes out of him. So when I get into the book of life, then I will see that even though a person isn't succeeding to my levels, he's succeeding to God's levels. Because it's not about how I measure success. It's about how God measures success. God is the one who measures the success, not us, not the world, not your bank account, not your degrees, not your political standing. That does not determine how successful you are. God determines how successful you are. So when you have life, really, you are successful. It's a mindset shift. So I speak success to him. I speak success to his life. I speak success to his artistic abilities. I speak success to his musical abilities. I speak success to every area of your life. And when I speak success to every area of his life, guess what happens? He becomes a happy person. And he wants to work with me. He wants to become my friend. You want to be best friends, don't you? You have to think about it. Man, I'm going to kick you off. Get out of here. But we have to learn to speak life to others. Say, I must speak life to others. You want to wear this the rest of the day? You can sit down. Give my illustrator a hand. So we have to speak life to others, because when we speak life to others, then we get to experience life on a deeper meaning, on a deeper level. So everybody wants to experience life on a deeper level. But the question is, are we willing to get into the book of life? So last few key points. We are to speak to the potential of the person and not what the person lacks. Amen. We are to speak to the potential of the person and not what the person lacks. So I can't speak to your lack, because if I speak to your lack, it's going to be more lack and more lack and more lack for you. But when I speak to your potential, then your potential will grow. So at NBCC, we're going to speak to the potential of people. We're not going to speak to the lack of people. We're going to speak to the potential of people, because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. See, I can't speak to the negative in you. And hear me. I'm not saying discernment goes away. I'm not saying that. I am saying, though, that we speak to life. We speak life to others, because God is speaking life to us. So since we're speaking life to others, because God is speaking life to us, then it'll be a continual flow of life. And that's how it should be. It should be a continual flow of life. Everybody say it should be. A continual flow of life. Let's give God some praise in this place. Amen. Amen. So Wednesday night, we will have part two. So Wednesday night, this will be our last Wednesday of the year, because the following Wednesday will be Christmas. So we won't have church on that Wednesday. No morning service, no night service on that Wednesday. So this last Wednesday, end the year with a bang and show up on Wednesday night. Because this past Wednesday night, God really revealed some things to us. And he really showed us some things. So we're going to, in 2020, we're going to talk about some of those things God revealed to us Wednesday night. And it wasn't even in the outline. God just said, nah, drop this. He dropped it in my spirit. I said, okay, we got to talk about it. So if you would, stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet. Amen. And right where you are, I just want you to just close your eyes. Just close your eyes right where you are. And this is what I want you to think about and feel. I want you to feel how you would feel if you had everything.